First, it was Chrysler Jeep lambasting a Romney TV ad that implied the company's jobs were moving to China. Now it's General Motors blasting this Romney radio ad that's playing in Toledo and Dayton.
Well, under President Obama, GM cut 15,000 American jobs. But they're planning to double the number of cars built in China, which means 15,000 more jobs for China.
Dale Butlin speaks for the liberal think tank Innovation Ohio that's friendly with Democrats, and he quotes GM's official reaction to the Romney radio spot.
We've clearly entered some parallel universe during these last few days, they said, before going on to decry what they called campaign politics at its cynical worst.
GM spokesman Greg Martin is declining broadcast interviews, but he does tell Ohio Public Radio the Romney ad is misleading because it implies GM is moving U.S. jobs to China when, in fact, it's now growing jobs both places. Martin notes since the federal bailout of the auto industry, GM has added more than 18,000 U.S. jobs. The company says new GM jobs in China won't come at the expense of U.S. jobs, but they'll be overseas because that puts manufacturing near the end customers. President Obama's top auto advisor during the federal bailout says the Romney radio ad may be technically accurate, but still misleading. That's Steve Ratner.
GM is one of the first or second most successful automaker in China. I think most Americans think it's a great thing when an American company succeeds overseas. But what GM is doing is building cars in Shanghai for the Chinese market. And that's the same thing that every other multinational company in the world does, which is to locate production near the actual final demand. And as GM pointed out in its statement, profits from that operation come back to the United States, make GM a stronger and healthier company, and allow it to invest more money here.
And again, Dale Butland of Innovation Ohio.
Coca-Cola does the same thing. They bottle Coke over in China to sell to the Chinese market. It's an absurdity to suggest that everything has to be produced here to sell in foreign markets.
Romney's Ohio campaign is defending the radio ad that links Ohio auto industry job losses with job gains in China. Romney spokesman Chris Maloney says, look at the broad picture.
What the ads articulate clearly is that we should be bolstering American manufacturing here at home to cater to a foreign customer base. Especially in a time in which we have a struggling, sluggish national economy, there's no reason why these American cars cannot be made by American hands in automotive factories and on assembly lines in Toledo, Ohio, and in Youngstown.
Why doesn't it make some sense for U.S. corporations to sometimes have factories overseas if they're going to be selling those products to an overseas market?
Well, we certainly have the ability to cater to an international market base from right here at home. And it's terrific that American companies want to continue to expand their productions around the globe. But at a time of an American recession, we should be doing absolutely everything we can to provide incentives from the government in order to keep those production facility lines here in operation in Ohio and in Michigan.
Maloney has a comeback when he hears that Obama backers call the Romney ad so misleading it's a lie. He notes newspaper fact-checkers looked at the president's claim that Romney would not provide government assistance to U.S. auto companies even if they went through bankruptcy, and the fact-checkers labeled that claim mostly false. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.